Sudan has rejected a proposed United Nations peacekeeping force in the nation's western Darfur region, despite worldwide pressure to allow UN peacekeepers to bolster a floundering African Union mission. Sudan government officials say the African Union is up to the challenge, despite recent admissions by the AU that Darfur is now more dangerous than ever and that rape, looting, and lawlessness continue. Foreign Ministry spokesman Jamal Ibrahim today told VOA that a UN force will not be necessary if the African Union has better support.
The problem with the African Union forces in Darfur is that they need support, they need logistics, they need money. What they need monthly is around $13 to $17 million. This is quite a huge amount of money. And the African Union hasn't got this funds. If it is supported, the forces will perform in a better way. Without our consent, no mandate is going to be reviewed, no other forces be allowed into the region without the approval of Sudan government.
Mr. Ibrahim did admit that the situation in Darfur is not improving despite the AU presence in the region. The AU mission entered Darfur in 2004 and was meant to illustrate that African problems could be handled by Africans without international intervention. But the mission has faced chronic funding problems and has only 7,000 troops patrolling a remote area the size of France. Late last year, AU troops became targets in skirmishes between warring rebel factions. After the deaths of several troops, the AU mandate was called weak and ineffective by a rapidly growing contingent of critics who charge that AU soldiers cannot protect themselves, much less Darfuri civilians. The possibility of UN intervention in Darfur has raised the ire of the Sudan government. Top UN envoy to Sudan, Ian Pronk, was summoned into the offices of Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mohamed Karti, for allegedly stating that AU forces in Sudan should be replaced by UN forces. Also at hand is a charge by the U.S. government that the conflict in Darfur is genocide. Mr. Ibrahim says the U.S. is targeting Sudan with baseless allegations.
This is not genocide. There is no genocide and there is no systematic policy of genocide in Darfur. There is no support for any Janjaweed. There is no support for any militias. And the government is doing its best to find a resolution to the crisis. This is a unilateral position by the United States. No other country, no other partner is still continues to say that there is genocide in Sudan. The United Nations itself admitted that there is no genocide in Sudan.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Security Council, John Bolton, has called for a resolution to be passed on the deployment of U.N. peacekeepers by the end of this month. The three-year-old Darfur conflict began when rebels rose against the Khartoum government, complaining of economic and political marginalization. The Sudan government armed Arab militias known as Janjaweed, who embarked on a scorched-earth campaign of rape and murder. An estimated 180,000 people have died in the fighting and 2 million more have been displaced. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.